Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top story, the governor calling on the attorney general to launch an investigation into why California's gas prices have been so high. Live now to one of the most expensive gas stations in town, right around Olympic and Fairfax, KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, you know, a gallon of self-serve regular unleaded here, only $5.49 a gallon. You know, hey, it's just money. The governor sent a 10-page letter to the attorney general with a lot of questions in it. Wants to know if oil refineries are engaging in market manipulation to fix prices at the pump. Governor Newsom wants these questions answered. Last year in California, we paid an average of 40 cents more per gallon for gas than people did in other states. Now, one oil industry analyst says that a simple answer to the question that there's simply too few refineries for gasoline in California and too much demand for gasoline.
Year after year, you'll continue to pay more than other states. There's bad news, I suppose, if you're an attorney general looking to find some sort of smoking gun. The smoking gun is the lack of refining capacity and continued brisk demand in California.
That's Tom Closa. He's an oil industry analyst. In this letter that was sent to the attorney general, the gov says if oil companies are engaging in price fixing, essentially some type of legal action is in order. So investigation underway. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
Can I get you an update on those fires first? The action by the LA City Council today they could take pertaining to rent increases and eviction. KNX 1070's John Baird live in downtown Los Angeles. With more.
The council members are worried about a couple of things. They're worried that tenants will be unable to pay higher rents, and they're worried they could be out on the street, actually homeless, if they're evicted from their apartments. The new rent control law goes into effect in California New Year's Day, limiting rent increases to 5% plus inflation for older units. That's why some landlords may want to raise their rents now while they still can, or issue no-fault evictions now to bring in new tenants at higher rates.
Price gouging in this environment flies against the spirit of this law and proves just how badly we need to cap rent prices and end no-fault evictions.
Some landlords, though, say it's not fair because they're not charging market rates yet and won't have a chance to get there once rent control kicks in. Research indicates that 60% of the city's residents are renters, and a majority of them are considered rent burden, meaning they're using more than 30% of their income to pay for housing. Reporting live in L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The firefighters, the camp crews might even see some helicopters out there at the Palisades Fire just to make sure that things stay in control.
U.S. Forest Service crews and inmate crews from Cal Fire camps will be working alongside L.A. City fire engine companies, patrolling and putting out smoldering embers in deep canyons with up to 70 degrees in steepness. L.A. City Fire Captain Eric Scott says they want to be absolutely sure the fire line that's burned near these homes is stone cold as soon as possible.
There could have been some better brush clearance in some areas, so there's still some large green vegetation close to homes, and if embers gets into that, now that can quickly flare up.
Those teams will be racing the clock in their efforts because the next Santa Ana wind episode comes on Thursday or Friday, and high winds and embers are not a good mix in an area where there's still a lot of potential fuel on the hillsides. In Pacific Palisades, it's Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
That's the situation in the Palisades. Now to San Bernardino County, where crews are keeping a close eye on hotspots there as well for the dangerous wind-driven wildfire that broke out there in the community of Little Mountain. Fire damaged 9 homes, 3 of them badly, before firefighters got it under control. A battalion chief there says a lot of resources helped save the homes.
We had 19 engines, 4 hand crews, a bulldozer, and 2 water dropping helicopters here.
Five people received minor injuries, including one firefighter. The fire last word burned about 17 acres. Are still looking into the cause.
Smoke in the Coachella Valley and classes canceled again in the Unified School District there because all this smoke and ash from the smoldering mulch fire and thermal. Third day school has been out. On this past Thursday, 14 students at the Desert Mirage High School were actually taken to the hospital because of breathing problems.
There's a report out today that actress Lori Loughlin and her husband might be changing their minds about not accepting plea deals as they face trial in the college admissions cheating scandal. Until now, they refused to consider pleading guilty to charges of paying bribes to get their daughters into USC. But TMZ says they are having second thoughts, apparently, based on the two-week sentence or 13-day sentence that was given to actress Felicity Huffman.
Meanwhile, USC says their daughters are no longer attending the university. An official statement simply says the two young women are, quote, not currently enrolled, does not offer any additional information.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.